Lesson 5, page 163. Taking the land from the Native Americans.
Before the arrival of Europeans, there were between 10 and 16 million Native Americans in America. Today, there are fewer than 2 million. What happened to these natives of America? The friendship between the Indians and Europeans did not last for long. As more English people came to America, they did not need the help of the Indians, as the first group of pilgrims did. The white people started to take the land away from the Indians. As Indians fought to keep their land, many of them were killed. Also, there were many deaths from diseases that Europeans brought to America. In 1830, President Andrew Jackson took the Indians' lands and sent them to live on reservations. Indian children had to learn English. Often they were punished for speaking their own language. As a result, there are very few Indians today who speak the language of their ancestors. Today, there are about 500 tribes in the U.S., each with its own traditions. There are about 300 reservations, but only 22% of American Indians live on this land. There is a lot of unemployment and poverty on many reservations. As a result, many Indians move to big cities to find work. Many return to their reservations only for special celebrations, such as powwows, when Indians wear their traditional clothing and dance to traditional music. It is becoming harder and harder for Indians to keep their traditions and languages alive.